when someone out there listens to our Gear Guide podcasts, I picture them maybe getting one thing.
Yeah.
Like you're looking for the one thing.
You've just done the hard work of having it all.
That's the sacrifice I make.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of Where Should We Camp Next? A 50-state guide to amazing campgrounds and other unique outdoor accommodations.
Almost 12 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We will also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. At least two times a year, we bring you what I would like to think are some of the best gear guides in the world.
They hold up over time. So if longevity, because I did not even mean to, like, somebody was looking for something that we had recommended ages ago. And I'm like, I'm not sure when we recommended that first. And I ended up back on a 2000, I think Carrie found it for me and like popped it into the Facebook group and was like, in 2015, you recommended that
RV lock. Keyless.
And I was like, yep. And I still recommend it. And then somebody else was looking for a mattress link and I wind up in a 2019 fancy camping gear guide.
We did a gear guide that was like glamping. We tried to do like a theme.
And I was
and we
like,
did a glamping one.
Every, like, these are good. They were all still.
Well, there's JCPenney towels you recommended. I honestly think there's like 500 people on our Facebook group.
But I bought the JCPenney towels.
And even men, even like middle aged men like me are like, Stephanie, those towels.
I love looking at, because sometimes, you know, you look at old stuff and you're like, oh, cringe. I love the fact that I opened up a gift guide from 2019 and I was like, oh, no, I'm still good with everything on here.
And everything was still like available.
And we use it still and everything.
So we take gear seriously. And like, if you listen to the podcast for a long time, everyone knows that I'm excessive and buy too much and spend too much, and that Stephanie's way more of a minimalist. But Stephanie, even though you're like really a gear minimalist, you do really still care about gear, like gear, and put some thought and effort into getting the right stuff.
I like one good thing.
Right.
You like 50, maybe okay, find a really good thing in the bunch.
I know. And cleaning out and getting our whole new like two-car garage all set up with all my camping gear is hopefully we don't get divorced by the end of that process.
Because you don't like the fact that I can see it all in one place, because that's not good
that,
for
I've
you.
Learned a lot about my hoarding habits recently.
Because you squirrel things away, so I don't ever see it all together.
Hoarders squirrel things away, so the spouse cannot see it all. Now, then when I put my 17 lanterns in the garage on one shelf, it's like, oh my God.
How many spatulas do you have?
I'm not answering that question. I plead the fifth or whatever.
You squirrel so
spatula,
that we
the
do
Blackstone
not have
spatula situation is
so absurd. It's like a Saturday Night Live skit.
It's a mental health problem.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right.
So, but that doesn't mean that I'm against
the right
recommending
gear.
Yeah. A good Blackstone
spatula.
Well,
and our listeners, that's what
I'm
they do.
Just against 25
listen,
of them.
When someone out there listens to our Gear Guide podcasts, I picture them maybe getting one thing.
Yeah.
Like you're looking for the one thing.
You've just done the hard work of having it all.
That's the sacrifice I make. All right. So we got three sections. First section is some camp kitchen stuff because I'm obsessed with the RV camp kitchen. I think a lot of you are too. So I have some really cool recommendations here, things that Stephanie and I both love. Then I actually have a batch of books, RV and camping themed books, many of which are new and I haven't read yet, but like I'm excited about. So I'm doing something a little bit different with that. And then we just have some more gear and a really fun game in the third segment. So let's dive right in and talk about the camp kitchen. And you brought up spatulas. So my first pick is the new and improved Blackstone Press and Sear Burger Kit, which comes with three things, including a spatula. So this comes with, I think, Stephanie, you'd call it a spice dredge. It's like a stainless steel spice dredge where you put your salt and pepper, your spices in, you shake it onto your smash burgers.
Oh, is there a technical name for something that I've been using all my life?
Well, what do you call it?
Nothing.
Oh.
I don't know what I call it. Like, it's like a pinch bowl, or like you just put your spices in
a
bowl.
I think it's a dredge, and I think I actually know more than you at this point about this one thing.
Because I've never had to research
it
this, because I've always used a bowl.
So it comes with that, which is cool. But then it comes with a really great burger spatula, which is new and improved this year. Blackstone gave a curved handle to this burger spatula, so you can use the spatula to smash the burgers and it won't bend. The old ones would bend because they were flat. Take a look at it. You'll see what I mean. And if you go to Walmart to buy this, look for the spatula that has the curved handle. It's way stronger. It also comes with a burger press. And I love Blackstone because they improve things. The old burger press had a ridge around it, and it created a problem. You could not make small smash burgers. It wouldn't smash them enough. You had to do like quarter-pound smash burgers. So they got rid of the ridge, and now it's just a flat stainless steel press with a handle. So I love the fact – like they could have kept selling the old one. But at Blackstone, right, they're like, okay, our audience is saying this. Let's fix it. If you like making smash burgers on a flat-top griddle, no matter what kind of flat top you have, this is a terrific kit. Those three things for $25.
And you have officially succeeded at the smash burger. Like, if you've made a culinary accomplishment in your entire life, it is the smash burger. But to me, when I think back to where you came from, I don't know how many long ago was it a year and a half, 2 years ago, decided you were going to make burgers for the first time in your life, and you like went to the grocery store and got those frozen boxes of burgers,
like the Bubba burgers,
and you were like basically serving us like rubber on a bun. If and the kids were like dying.
My heart
was dying. And I was like, how can we have to eat like this? Just because Mr.
My heart started to gush when I thought you were giving me a compliment.
I was.
I think that was like the definition of a backhanded compliment.
Because
when you said, if you have a culinary accomplishment, and your like eyes were rolling in the back of your head and everybody could see it.
No, because honestly.
No, my smash burger game is strong.
They are delicious.
Oh my God. She said delicious.
They are. Look, I used to be like, oh my God, I miss my own burgers because he's making us eat his, and it's sad. And now, like, I'm not ever, probably never going to make another burger in my life because you got the smash burger thing down.
I have aced the smash burger.
I can't remember the last time I made a burger.
Yeah,
I never will.
I have it down. Okay, so my next recommendation, I'm really excited about the next thing. Now, I think drip coffee makers are fine, and we tend to always have a drip coffee maker in the RV. I miss the days when we did French press. We had a solid like.
You can still do French press, but you don't clean up. And I
it's
hate
a little
French
messy.
Press mess.
If you want a really cool, rugged, outdoorsy, built for camping kind of French press, I love the BrewTrek 32 French press for $60. Comes in cool colors like a stainless steel, a cool blue, and an orange one. And this thing is like built to last, right? I mean, and it looks great at the campsite. And I've been testing it and using it. It makes really, really good coffee. BrewTrek is spelled BrewTrek. It's very much, I think it's made by a company called Planetary Designs. Very much an outdoor kind of camping brand. Love this one. This one will last for decades. It is built really solid.
You're welcome to use it anytime you want to commit to getting rid of the grinds in a responsible manner.
Do you want to do French press this camping season?
I had like 20 years worth of coffee life before you came on board with the coffee thing. You know I owned a French press.
Yeah, you were drinking bad coffee for 20 years.
No, I wasn't. First of all, when you start out your work career in a gas station and have to make the coffee every morning at a gas station at 5:30 in the morning, you are no judge of my coffee experience.
Stephanie opened up a gas station at age 16.
5:30
alone.
In the morning. I made the coffee alone. For all the guys who came in for their
cigarettes.
And that
was, I think,
cigarettes.
Illegal at the time.
Oh, I'm sure I didn't have working
don't
papers.
Let your
Are you kid, kidding?
Don't let your 16-year-old daughters open gas stations. I think, look, I'll say this right now. I think, well, let's just go back to the French press for this camping season.
That's fine. You have to clean it up. And if you don't, I will get rid of the French press again, which I did before.
You've been threatening to throw away a lot of my stuff lately. Okay.
The mess.
For a long time, we've been looking for a knife set specifically made for camping that it has like a protective case so the knives aren't lying around loose in a drawer. And I found the Camp Chef Professional 9-piece knife set for $42.99. Comes with an 8-inch chef knife, 8-inch bread knife, 7-inch fillet knife, 5-inch utility knife, 3-inch paring knife, a carving fork, kitchen shears, and kind of a little small kind of plasticky cutting board. But it all goes together in a carrying case, which I really like because I don't want these kind of knives in a drawer on their own.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. You really need to be a little more protective because you're combining more things together in a drawer, maybe, and you don't want somebody to reach in or they get jostled when you're moving. That's my outdoor kitchen,
too. Like, the kids grab stuff. And they also have those little plastic tips that go on each knife, too. So I feel like this one is safe. The quality of the knives is also good. Now, my next recommendation, I think I mentioned this last summer, but didn't put it in a gear guide. I absolutely adore my Yeti Rohde 24 hard cooler. It's $199. It's a Yeti. It's expensive.
Is this the one with the strap?
It's the strap. It's a car cooler.
The blue one with all the stickers all over it?
It's a blue one. I put stickers all over it. But it's a lifesaver. It's intended to be a car cooler.
Is it the one that's in the back of the car right now?
Yes. Okay. Well, they fit behind a car seat or on a car seat. Mm-hmm. And the concept is don't stop for drinks. Keep cold drinks in the car. And I think for RV owners that are not in a motorhome, RV owners that are towing, to have a car cooler filled with drinks so you don't have to pull over just to get a cold drink is a terrific idea. And this thing, it's like having a little refrigerator in the car. It keeps the ice for days upon days upon days.
Yeah. And we've done this for years before we had this Yeti cooler. We always had a version of a soft cooler or something to have cold drinks in while we were traveling, saving from going into the quick check or whatever it is at a gas station.
Well, I just keep it in the car all the time now. I'm not even just talking RV trips.
Well, I know. That's what I was saying.
Because the boys forget their water. They got baseball practice. And I'm like, oh, there's a cold water in the Yeti back there. Grab it.
You're the cold drink man.
Theo said the other day, Dad, that fits perfectly in the back of the minivan.
That's because Theo is your little mini.
He's impressed. Oh, my God.
And he is impressed by your cooler placement.
The kid torments me because he is me.
Because he is you. And watching you react to the things he does that are exactly like the things you do is the most funny thing.
Oh, man.
Like, that's so annoying. I'm like, I know.
The sins of the father. Last in the camp kitchen category is the GCI Outdoor Slim Fold Grill Table. And I really like this. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I love Blackstone griddles. I love Weber Q grills. I don't really love the stands made by those companies. I've always grabbed a separate stand.
In fact, I even bought the Weber Q stand ages ago. And you refused to use it. You're like, no.
There's no shelf space on it. It's wobbly, So I'll spend $80, and this one's about $80, I think, to get a better grill stand. This folds pretty darn flat, pretty compact. It opens up. It's got a space for just about any grill or griddle you have. And then it has four side shelves. Okay, two on the top, two on the bottom, and a storage area underneath where the grill goes. And there's a place where you can hang your spatulas. And there's wine glass holders on it. And there's little cup holders on it. So this one's really good. I'm really happy with this one. And any of my Blackstones, any of my Weber Qs, they all fit on it really perfectly. Folds flat, goes nicely into the RV storage bin. Love it.
I think that we've reached a turning point because in the past, I think if we were talking about old gear guides, and I think if people went through old gear guides, every single cooking or camp kitchen or whatever would have been a list of my things, and now they're all a list of your things. So,
which is a testament to how hard it is to raise three boys and have a career. And
I just don't. I'm so sick of cooking for them.
But this is a tough issue.
It's not a hobby anymore. It's a job.
I hate to say this because you might get mad at me. I'm sentimental about when you loved cooking and were involved in the cooking. And then I got all passionate and into it, and I destroyed it for you.
You did. You just cluttered and up.
I want to get back to a place where we cook together and it's a shared hobby.
Oh, no. As soon as you invaded my kitchen, it became very stressful.
What if I get rid of 50 spatulas, 10 cast iron skillets? What if I trim all the stuff way down? Will you then cook with me again?
It will never happen. So sure.
But, I've also had this other realization lately, and I wonder if other RV owners do this. The inside of the RV, that kitchen and fridge, it's your territory. I don't mess with it. The outdoor kitchen, I hate to be the cliched guy.
Well, that is the cliche, outdoor kitchen. I used to cook outside all the time. Remember the shrimp boil I used to do?
One of my favorite memories of us RVing is when you bought the first Weber Q and we went on that trip to Great Smoky Mountains National Park with our new Weber.
Well, now I've passed the torch. Good job, honey. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Sarcasm detected. Okay, we're going to come back in a second. We're going to talk about a bunch of really cool camping, RVing, travel books. A couple that I own already, a couple that I've ordered because they're not out yet. But it's spring, so that type of book comes out often at this time of year. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Ocala Marion County. Ocala Marion County is a place well worth planning a trip to. This may be the last place where you can experience Florida in its natural state. Not overdeveloped or overly crowded. Just quiet, natural, and spacious. Ocala Marion County welcomes RVers with plenty of beautiful parks and resorts, some of them located right on lakes or even golf courses. And once you're there, the whole area becomes your own personal outdoor playground. You can explore miles of hiking trails and spot wildlife like deer, bald eagles, and of course, alligators. You can cycle scenic roadways or mountain bike on nationally recognized trails. You can canoe, kayak, paddleboard, or simply splash around in a pristine waterway, including the area's famous Crystal Clear Springs. And once your adventures are done for the day, you can enjoy everything from award-winning craft breweries and barbecue joints to hip farm-to-table restaurants and taquerias. Take it from us at the RV Atlas. Ocala Marion County is well worth the trip. Plan your adventure today at ocalamarion.com. Let's talk some books. Now, first of all, if you haven't purchased See You at the Campground, and where should we camp next? Like, come
no
on.
No soup for you.
Come on. You're listening, turn off the you're podcast. Listening to our podcast. And we wrote these two awesome books. Where Should We Camp Next is a legitimate bestseller right now.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of those two books. So I have to mention them. But that's not the point of the segment.
Well, let's say that Where Should We Camp Next is like having ridiculous, like it's having a
it's
moment.
On fire.
Like it's really, really doing exceeding expectations.
It's going to outsell See You at the Campground soon.
So the universe is trying to make up for the fact that I had to write that book under pandemic conditions with three kids doing virtual learning and a lockdown at home.
I hate to say it. It was a horrible ending to writing that book.
Horrible.
But a joyful birth of that book.
I guess.
Now, so grab those two books by us. Also, if you're new to RVing or if you're thinking about buying your first RV or you want to take it to the next level, we do love Living the RV Life, Your Ultimate Guide to Life on the Road by Mark and Julie Bennett. That's such a great book. I feel like anyone who's into RVing who also buys books, this should absolutely be in your library.
Yeah, because Mark and Julie do something really important that can be rare in the world of RV content. They don't say, do it like us. They try to help you do it like you should do it. And they're really good about laying out all of those like preferences you might have or styles and helping you find a good match for yourself. That's my favorite thing about their content.
And they also bring in a lot of other voices in the book, too. They have like a lot of little sections where other people contributed.
Other perspectives.
And Mark and Julie have a new book coming out in July. And when that book comes out, they're coming on the show to talk about it. I'm excited about their new book. All right. Next, we have a children's book that I bought and I'm going to read soon. I just bought it. But I'm super excited about this. It's Fatima's Great Outdoors by Ambreen Tariq. And she's the creator of Brown People Camping. And we've followed her five years since she was like in an Airstream doing something with Airstream. She's a terrific advocate for diversity in the great outdoors, passionate voice, great photographer. And lo and behold, she put out a children's book this year, kind of based on some of her own childhood experiences. And the illustrations look beautiful. This book looks adorable. And I cannot wait to read it. I'm really excited about it. So a lot of you out there that read, you know, that want camping type children's books for your kids, check out for sure Fatima's Great Outdoors. You don't say Fatima, do you? Like Fatima's Great Outdoors,
well,
right?
There you can, right? But So is she saying Fatima or Fatima?
Well, she's not
here. We have a friend, Fatima. So,
oh, true.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
So, I mean, you could say it either way.
But pick this one up. It's out now, you know, at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever. Now, I have a list of books that are coming soon, and there's just so many cool books. Every spring, there's so many cool travel type books coming out. So I think these are all going to be awesome, and I'm going to get all of them. So I'm going to tell you, put these on your list. Moon Baseball Road Trips in the series of Moon Guides. This one is called Baseball Road Trips, the complete guide to all the ballparks with beer, bites, and sights nearby by Timothy Malcolm, comes out May 4th. If you've ever wanted to do an RV-centric or just a road trip in general to a bunch of baseball stadiums, this looks like it's going to be
who
the guide. This is another, it's on my bucket list to do this with the boys.
And you have zero interest. You got a book for it. So maybe this could be the guide.
I can't figure out if I should do it in the RV or just stay in hotels in the cities.
I would do this now because I'm telling you, I used to complain all the time about those expensive baseball games. And now I just miss the days when I would sit in those stands and watch baseball. That's what's happened.
But it's a little tricky doing it, like pandemic baseball road trip. But, things are clearing up.
It's not the time for it right now.
But next summer could be, for sure. And Moon does a terrific. All the Moon guides are good. All right, so the next one. Over the Fire Cooking is a huge Instagram account. The guy's name is Derek Wolf. He has a new cookbook coming out called Food by Fire, Grilling and Barbecue with Derek Wolf of Over the Fire Cooking. So it's a cookbook from, based on all of his favorite recipes, all the things that he does over live fire. And his Instagram account's gigantic. He's huge. He does those really fun 60-second lightning fast
like TikTok
how to's, really TikTok-y. Fun, and he's doing the book, and I'm certainly going to support that book and buy it. So if you're a foodie, you're going to want to check that out. Now, this next one looks like such a cool coffee table book. It's called You Are Here Camping, The Most Scenic Spots on Earth by Chronicle Books, which is a major publisher. It is literally a picture book of the world's most beautiful campsites all over the world. And it looks to be mostly tent camping, but it looks pretty darn gorgeous, and I want it.
So I've got something to add to the list.
Tell me.
We have a publication date for the Route 66 book.
I didn't know.
I am officially giving you information.
So back up and tell everybody what the Route 66 book is.
Okay. So I was a year and a half ago, I actually joined the Road Trippers team. I was specifically brought on board to help launch a series of print guides. And the first one was to be a Route 66 book. So my team worked super hard on this. I first got there. This was my first big project out of the gate, November, December, January, February. And March happened, okay? And our entire world turned upside down from a content perspective. Obviously, RVing blew up.
There was changes internally at your company.
Right, I was brought over into to oversee Togo RV content in addition to the Road Trippers content. So just like the last year and a half has been a whirlwind in terms of what seemed like a very simple, straightforward job that I was doing became anything but.
You have basically, let's be honest, your job now is totally different than the job you were hired for.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. But the little engine that could, this book, it kind of kept crawling through the process with all of the struggles with printing and everything like that with our publisher over the past year. And we have we actually just wrapped the manuscript.
I'm so excited.
It's been done for over a year, but just you go back and you tweak everything and you check every single POI to make sure nothing closed down over the
travel books
pandemic.
Have to be updated.
Yes. Yeah. So we are June 22nd is our published date.
This year?
Yeah, June 22nd.
Can you pre-order now?
So our pre-sales will start 4 weeks prior to that. So it'll be the week before Memorial Day. I'll tell everybody. I have to say this is it's bittersweet just because it was unfortunately it didn't happen like it was, but I look at this book now and I'm really proud of it. And I think it's just going to be, it is the entire Route 66. My team is Route 66 experts. This is the heart of what Road Trippers is. And the book looks really great.
And
it does.
Let me ask you honestly, were there certain points this past year where you thought the book would never come out?
Well, we didn't know it was going to, we have personally, me and you have a publisher that is positioned well for digital book sales. Their whole business model has been kind of updated and diversified over the last, I would say, 5 years or so. I don't know, just in general.
You mean source books yeah. That publishes our books.
We actually were working with a publisher that is very different. They specialized in distributing
those niche books, national park bookstores, state park bookstores.
Oh, and they were brilliant at it, and that would have been perfect for somebody like us, right? Route 66, getting to all of those little spots along Route 66. Well, then with the pandemic, all of those places are the places that have been closed.
Well, for instance, see you at the campground. They weren't able to get it into like national park gift stores because they were closed.
They were all closed. So the answer is like definitely like, yeah, like I had no idea what would happen with our publisher just because their entire business model was built on they do bird guides. They do like they work with the rail trail organizations to do rail trail guides.
Travel.
Really. And they're so niche and put in these specific places. And it's been a wild ride, and it's almost surreal that we have a publication date and we're going to have
a
book.
Can we do like a joint giveaway?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll do. Fun. We're working right now on a lot of that, like what's going to be the plan promotionally and everything. So we'll definitely do stuff like that. I have to say, it's a beautiful book.
Well,
I'm happy
about it. For goodness sake, can we do a whole episode
no,
about
maybe.
It?
Well, I was thinking, so my team actually has been developing, we did a campground guide to go along with it, like as a special bonus.
I want it on the podcast.
So we actually did for every leg of the trip. There's like we broke down Route 66 into six different legs. For every leg, we did a whole campground guide. So all the good campgrounds along the route. So something like that might be really fun for
and
us
that
to cover.
Makes this travel book stand out because in a Fodor's, Frommer's, whatever, I don't know that you're going to have that kind of RV and camping
element. And that's the benefit of, right, like I said, things have changed. I'm over at Togo RV too and doing Road Trippers and that. But at the same time, that's the benefit is we look at everything from that broader perspective. Right. How can we serve the Road Trippers audience and the Togo RV audience, campers, tent campers, boondockers? We really try to think about everybody that's on
the
road.
I'm going to pre-order a copy, even though I could probably weasel my way into getting a free one.
I may have a free one with my name. But you can buy.
I'm actually proud of you because that's how you started that job a year and a half ago working on that book, and then I thought it was just over.
No, yeah, it's like my poor team. It's been our side hustle. Like we have a whole job that we do every day, and then on the side we've just been like in fits and bits and pieces having to carry this book through. So
congratulations.
So there you go. There's your surprise. I did a surprise announcement.
Awesome. We're going to come back and we have some camping gifts and games, some really fun stuff to end the show with. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Whether you enjoy the comforts of a cabin or you're an RV enthusiast or prefer tent camping, award-winning Jellystone Park's first-rate accommodations, attractions, and activities provide the setting for a family fun vacation that's also easy on the wallet. Jellystone Parks have everything you and your family will need to make long-lasting camping memories, from amazing water park zones to pools, splash parks, and splash pads to mini golf, wagon rides, and bouncing pillows. You will also find themed weekends and family camping-oriented activities, including appearances from Yogi Bear and friends. You'll notice that family fun at our exciting camp resorts is the main attraction. And with over 75 locations across the United States and Canada, you'll have a quality camping experience that's close to home. Remember, it's not just a campground, it's a Jellystone Park.
All right, so our three sons have become obsessed with Funko Pops. And again, they probably get this from their dad, who is more of the type of guy that collects things. Mommy does not collect things. The boys are into Funko Pops. They want to work. They want to clean up the yard. They want to do things to earn money for Funko Pops. And honestly, I think it's kind of a cool little hobby. I found two camping-related Funko Pops, which I bought. And my little dream is to build a sort of YouTube studio down in the basement for video projects and to use these as decorations on the shelf behind me. So they make a Smokey Bear Funko Pop, and he's adorable. Oh, by the way, I should probably tell people what Funko Pops are. Like, can you explain what they are?
It's not a lollipop. They're just these little miniatures, right? I mean, honestly. So there are these 5-inch
at the biggest
miniature of like almost a cartoon version of either real or cartoon things. So like say you have Funko Pops for like sports figures,
authors,
right?
Cartoon like, characters, right. Fred Flintstone,
actors,
Elvis Presley. It runs the gamut.
Historical figures, and they're just these like little small cartoon character and type representations.
So I got Smokey Bear. And what happens is they only make a certain number and then they become collectible and get more expensive. So Smokey Bear right now, listeners, you can get Smokey Bear for $12.99. So a Funko
Pop. But the boys will tell you how much they think it's going to be worth.
Well, I wanted Woodsy Owl for goodness sake, because I like Woodsy Owl just as much as I like Smokey Bear.
You can't get them, huh?
Well, I did.
Oh, geez.
So he's not available at the store now. I had to pay a little bit more for Woodsy Owl off of eBay. Oh, not that much.
That's like the boys' retirement plan right now.
So if you want to get a cool Smokey Bear Funko Pop for $12.99, it might be a cool little gift to give somebody you know that loves camping or one of your kids. Next thing I love, and I am head over heels in love with these camp chairs. GCI Outdoor Comfort Pro chairs from Dick's. They are only $29.99. Sturdy, attractive. They are the most comfortable camp chairs I have ever sat in that were not the zero gravity style chair. Just as the standard camp chair. They are affordable. They are attractive. And I feel like my tush is floating on a cloud when I sit in these things.
And for me, I like camp chairs that are lightweight, easy to like store and carry back and forth from a place or whatever. So that's nice that they're not bulky.
These will make their way to the kids' baseball games.
Yeah.
And they will go in the RV every single trip. I got 5 green ones. And I really, really
because I hate mismatched camp chairs. That's a big problem for me.
And green is green is like a nice outdoorsy color.
I like the neutral outdoorsy, not like the bright kind of colored chairs too.
Up next, the outside inside freestyle table tennis game for $29.95. It's basically a ping pong set that you can set up on a picnic table at the campground. Yeah. So I've tested it. It's really fun. But of course, it varies widely based on whether you have a good picnic table.
Well, that's my issue with this is it's a really great idea and it's totally fun to have and it doesn't hurt to have it. But it also has a wildly inaccurate idea of the quality of picnic tables that are available.
There's a lot of crappy picnic tables out there for sure.
It definitely overestimates the quality of picnic tables in the great outdoors. But that's okay. I like it.
But it can, if the picnic table like at our local county park is all warped and everything, right. Just adds an extra challenge.
Right, exactly. That's true. You can look at it that way. This is like your kid, like when we were kids, you know, and we were playing at the playgrounds where like the slides would basically like give you heat rash. We can look at it as kind of like more like, you know, games from when we were kids.
It also packs up really small. It's pretty darn cheap. And I think it's a pretty cool little gift. It's made by GSI, which is different than GCI.
That's very confusing. Okay.
I know it is.
Now, what would any kind of gear roundup be without a flashlight?
I know
shocked.
That my throngs of adoring followers are waiting for their annual or biannual flashlight recommendation.
Be interested because I actually think that there's like a niche group of people that probably only follow us for flashlight information.
I think it's true. So everyone knows I love Nebo flashlights. My favorite flashlight in the world has been the Nebo Slide King Plus. Okay. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It's been the Nebo Slide King. All right. That's a regular flashlight that also slides out and becomes a work light, and it has a magnetic base. Well, Nebo just upped the ante and made the Nebo Slide King Plus. It's an elite version of the Nebo Slide King. It's $54.99. It's 2,000 lumens as opposed to, I think, the other one, 700. And the work light is 500 lumens. Same magnetic base. It's very rugged, brushed stainless steel. It's got sort of like a rubberized handle.
Is this been the one that's been hanging around a lot lately?
Yeah, you've been saying this one hanging around.
I've been saying it, yeah.
Now, do I like it better than just the Nebo Slide King?
That's like $15 less. That's not the point. They just have to keep creating different flashlights for Jeremy to buy.
But if you want that one flashlight for the RV, get the Nebo Slide King, which is like 30-ish, maybe 40-ish, or get the Nebo Slide King Plus to get those extra lumens, crank it up to 2,000 lumens for a brighter. Stephanie's like, lumens, who cares?
Honestly, who cares? I really do feel that way, but whatever. Well, I know who cares. You do.
For those just listening to our podcast who have not heard me review 20 flashlights, having a flashlight with a magnetic base is key for an RV owner because if you break down on the side of the road, you can smack that thing on the frame of the RV and work on it.
But I don't say who cares about that feature because I do.
It's a great feature.
It's a great feature.
And it has a flashing red hazard light.
Right.
So if you're also changing a tire on the side of the road in the dark, you can slap that thing on the magnetic frame of the RV, put on the flashing red light so you're a little bit safer and somebody doesn't crash into you. And to pay $40 to get that, no brainer. Okay, we're going to come back in a second to wrap up the show, and we're each going to pick our favorite thing from this gear guide. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco. In conjunction with the launch of J-Port, Jayco released a brand new series of step-by-step recipes by famed chef Carrie Karch. She is the former executive chef for Kenmore Appliances and has appeared on television shows on the Cooking Channel, Travel Channel, and the Lifetime Network. She has also hosted and emceed notable events like the Aspen Food and Wine Festival, Napa Valley Film Festival, and the World Food Championship. Her spicy Szechuan JJ noodles and a PB&J s'mores wrap recipe are a savory addition to your campsite cuisine. Each recipe is easy, tasty, and great to try on the series-specific J-Port with a Blackstone griddle. If you're looking for tips and tricks for griddle cooking, watch Carrie's videos as she shares her expertise on seasoning your griddle like a pro. You can see all of her recipes and her griddle advice at jayco.com/J-Port. All right, Stephanie, your favorite item from the Spring Gear Guide.
Route 66 guide.
Ah! I don't blame you. You're personally invested.
And I'm looking to have two bestsellers this year.
So it comes out end of June. Yeah, so you're going to catch the summer. You're going to catch the travel
season.
Hopefully,
it's a little late, but we'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah, so that's my favorite. Sorry.
All right.
Not a flashlight.
Can I pick two favorites? God, I'm so excessive. I never can just pick one thing.
The chair.
The chair for 20, I'm surprised you guessed.
Why?
Just for $29.99, this is an awesome camp chair. GCI's whole thing, I think, is like better design, better quality, keep the price reasonable. Love that camp chair. And I love my Woodsy Owl Funko Pop.
A Funko Pop and
that
a camp
I found
chair
on eBay.
Super practical you're gonna and see absolutely
me,
useless.
You're going to see me at the campground, a 45-year-old man,
with his little
sitting
Funko
in my
Pop
camp chair. With my Funko Pop.
Funko Pop in your cup holder.
In my lap.
All right, everybody. We'll see you at the campground.
Hopefully soon.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to our sponsors.
To Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Camp Spot, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and our friends at Ocala Marion County in Florida.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And join the friendliest group of RVers over at the RV Atlas Group on Facebook.
And if you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review over at iTunes.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.